God, you are so finicky today, tiny baby. How's it going? Ugh. Oh. Yeah, your mom's out of the house for a little while. She'll be back soon. Hopefully you won't get hungry. Well, if you do, I have bottles, but I mean, I imagine there's probably no substitute for the real thing, to be fair. I know I would be complaining if I was in your shoes, so don't worry. Hopefully your mom will be back soon. But Dad's here. Your mother told me in very certain words to make sure that I keep you asleep and that I don't wake you up. So I have to keep that mandate. And apparently the hollow reverberations of my chest when I talk to you help lull you to sleep and keep you asleep. I don't know how true that is, but it seems to be true. I don't know. It must be weird being a baby. I mean, I'm saying that from the outside. There's no other experience, so for you it must just feel normal. But I can't imagine being a baby again, you know? Like, I'm trying to see myself in you, which I totally do, but I can't, like, revert back to that stage where I was, like, an infant. Because for me, all those memories are lost. Like, it's only secondhand that people are like, oh, you know, this happened when you were a child and stuff, but like, I don't remember any of it. So I'm wondering, will you remember this conversation? Probably not. Which sucks. Because I feel like we've had a lot of conversations. I mean, albeit one-sided ones, because you don't have the gift of language yet, which I don't blame you for. It's not your fault. I'm trying really hard to give you a plethora of words that one day you will, like, latch onto one of them and say incessantly forever until you learn a second word, in which case then it'll become two words. I just hope your first word isn't, like, no or me cursing, because that would not be good. Your mother would be really pissed, and she'll also be pissed at me. Pissed also cannot be the word that's your first word. That's not okay either. So let's try other words, like you know, data and mama and vacuum cleaner apparently was my first word. Don't know why. I guess my parents talked about vacuum cleaners a lot. Not sure. It's weird. It's weird what words we decide are our first words. Although, to be fair, I didn't call it a vacuum cleaner. I said vacinana, I think, was something. Vacinana was about as close as I got. Which, to be fair, it's a multi-syllable word. So, wasn't going to get it on my first swing. And, you know, generally now I struggle with, you know, poly. Is it polysymphony? Poly? You don't know the word. You're not going to be any help to me. It's fine. It's like multi-syllable words. I never got hooked on phonics, which is something I'm going to make sure you get hooked on. Listen, we are going to do phonics when you get older. It's not going to... I'm not going to make the same mistakes that I made. Also, possibly a second language. Like, I mean, Spanish is a given. You're going to learn Spanish. It's important. But I'm trying to think between French and Italian, you know? I think French being like a you know, it's another romantic language that might be good. So, like, you know, French, Spanish, English. If we had someone who spoke German around us, then German would be another language. Sadly, we don't live in, like, I was going to say like Sweden, but that's not the right answer. Switzerland. Switzerland is, it's French, German, and English. So you're not going to get the diversity of language that I want you to get. And I mean, Japanese would be obviously really cool, but there's no one to converse with either locally. Maybe I need to start learning languages. Is that what I need to do? Should I learn languages, small baby, so that I will then translate them onto you, these languages? One day you're going to be a parent, and you're going to be really stressed out because you're going to have all these same questions. And you're going to be talking to your infant child, and they will be not helpful at all. And then on that day, when you call me, I'll be like, listen, I had the same problem with you. I was just spitting suggestions, and you were just silent, snoring on my chest. Which is fine. This is the mandate. You're supposed to be sleeping, so I will let you sleep. But I'm just saying, oh my God, I would love some help, because you are an enigma. And all these baby books, they are just, I mean, helpful, but just also so useless. Because, I mean, I don't know. There's obviously some universal truths that transcend all babies, but you just seem very different than all the other babies. And maybe that's because you're my baby, and in that sense, you will always be different than all the other babies. And that's probably entirely it. That's probably why I'm just like, no, this is my kid. My kid's different. His first word's going to be polysome. God damn it. I don't ever... polysome something. Again, you're not going to be any help, are you? It's not your fault. Don't blame you. Oh. And besides, you don't need big words. You're cute, so you're going to get by on just, you know, straight charisma and charm. Who needs any polys? Oh, God. Why am I drawing out words so many times? Maybe I'm trying to learn how to speak. Yeah, we'll go to grammar class together, you and me. Oh my God, we can do Hooked on Phonics together. Oh, I didn't even think about that. I was just like thinking about you, but maybe we can like learn together. That would be so cute. I think I might be too big for your desk and chair, though. I mean, we haven't bought it yet, but I'm just assuming. I'm just thinking it's going to be like plastic and... yeah, like that hard plastic. I mean, maybe there'll be different material for children's stuff when you're like that age. Who knows, you know? The future's been coming at us pretty fast. Like, I mean, you're going to grow up knowing what like an iPhone is and all that stuff. But like, literally, when I was a child, none of that existed. It was crazy. Real different, you know, technology. You're going to be using like a laptop and a computer. You might not even know what floppy disk is. Wow, you are going to have a very different sense of the world than I would. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. You won't ever know what a floppy disk is. Oh, man. That was a... I don't know why that realization really, really affected me. I mean, it's fine. You don't need to know what floppy is or, like, AOL. Oh, my God. There's like... weed. Oh my God, I now understand what every parent's feeling. I never understood. Oh my God. I think you've just made me old. Tiny baby, is that what you do? Is that what your job is in parents' lives? Is it to make us feel old? Because you totally succeed. You're very good at that. Never have I felt older than talking to you. And that's probably maybe because you don't respond yet. And yeah, I guess anyone would feel pretty old talking to an infant, but, you know, I don't know, I think there's something in our conversations that just lead me to think that I'm an old man. It's not your fault, you know. In fact, I'm glad I'm at the age I am, so I can, like, take care of you properly. God knows if I was, you know, 10 years ago, there's no way I could have taken care of you. I mean, I would have done my best. I would have tried really hard. I would not have failed you. Like, let's make sure that's abundantly clear. I would not have failed you. I would have taken very good care of you, tiny baby. You know, because that's my job, as your provider and caretaker. But it would have been hard and different. I mean, I still don't know if I'm prepared completely yet. I probably shouldn't be admitting that to you. But it's true, you know, it's scary. I'm super responsible for you in, like, a way that I've never been responsible for anything in my life. Like, it's like people are like, that's like owning a dog. No, it's not like owning a dog. No, it's not like anything. It is unlike anything I've ever experienced. The responsibility and the weight of that is just crazy. And not to stress you out, but like I'm a little freaked out by it. You know, I mean, who could not be? You know, I mean, look at you. You're adorable. Like you're basically perfect. And I don't want to ruin you. You know, I don't want to be all your traumas and all your, like, I don't know, like accidentally parents always leave. You know, leave their kids with things like, and not, it's not even, sometimes it's malicious, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just accidental. It's just like, you know, we over coddle or we under coddle or, like, you know, kids are hard. So I guess I'm gonna apologize in advance. I'm so sorry for all the ways I'm gonna mess up in the next 18 years of your life. I mean, assumably I'm gonna live longer than 18 years of your life, but I'm just gonna at least cover the bases. I'm gonna at least live till you're 18. But yeah, I love you so much, and I'm gonna try really hard to be the best dad for you. And I know sometimes I'm gonna fall short, and sometimes I'm gonna disappoint you. But just know that I always love you. I always just want what's best for you. Okay. Just never forget that. Sleep tight, tiny baby.